Well, my name is Vincent.
I'm
one of the pastors here at Home Church. Pastor Andy is on holidays, but will return this week. As you came in, you should have received a copy of a sermon notes. And hopefully a puzzle piece as well.
拼圖一塊,砌圖啦,
I've had so many people asking what it's for, and I just keep saying, wait, just wait.
很多人都問,究竟收到這塊砌圖有什麼作用呢? 等等先,我待會告訴大家。
So I have a friend,
我有個朋友,
who's very creative and musically talented.
他很有創意, 音樂, 很有才華。
He's actually a worship pastor.
他是, 在教會裡面的這個敬拜的牧師。
But in the past few years,
在過去這幾年,
I discovered through his social media
從他的社交媒體裡面呢, 發現了一件事,
that he's also a very talented puzzle solver.
就是他其實砌這個砌圖非常之厲害。
And so he would post the screenshots of his success on his Facebook.
他將他砌圖的這麼厲害的 遺跡就在他的社交媒體公諸於世。
For example, he posted the next slide. If we can change it.
大家在後面看到的螢光幕見到,
he finished this is a 750-piece puzzle.
這個是150塊的砌圖,
750塊的砌圖, and he did it at a rate of 1.65 pieces per minute.
他一分鐘平均做到1.65塊。
But then he posted the next one.
另外呢, 之後他再, 在社交媒體再有一個新的一個的, 相片給大家看。
This was a 1,000-piece puzzle.
這個是1,000塊的砌圖。
And he did it, he finished it at a rate of 2.2 pieces per minute.
這次更快一點, 就是1分鐘砌到2.2222塊。
But this fastest speed that I've ever seen him posted.
而最新的這個砌圖的速度最快就是這個。
Then the next slide.
就下一張,
it's another 1,000-piece puzzle.
都是1,000塊的砌圖。
2.89 seconds. 就是, I mean, sorry, 2.89 pieces per minute.
就是每一分鐘可以砌到2.89塊的。
That means on average, every 20 seconds, he found a piece to connect with another puzzle.
差不多圍到每 20秒呢,他就砌了一塊的砌圖。
So when you walked in today,
是的,我們來到這裡,
you should have received a puzzle piece.
大家應該都收到有一塊的砌圖。
So why don't we as a church try to beat my friend's record?
嘗試一下我們可不可以比這位朋友, 快過他可以砌得到呢?
All right, we're going to put a 1 minute countdown on the screen, not yet.
我們會給大家有一個1分鐘的倒數。
And let's see if you guys can stand up and try to find another person that you can connect with.
嘗試呢,我們在這一分鐘裡面呢,我們站起來,就嘗試找到你和這塊可以合得埋的砌圖。
But I'll give you a hint.
我給大家一個提示。
There's a letter on the back.
後面是有個英文字母。
That will help you, so like all the A's can be together, all the B's can be together. So it's a little bit cheating.
其實後面的英文字母呢, 如果你找到跟你一樣的話呢, 就應該是可以砌在一起的。
You guys ready?
你們準備好沒?
Can we put the 1 minute countdown on screen?
我們請後面的幫手去 倒數1分鐘。 So, which one you have? You don't have it?
I have a different puzzle. Okay. Bigger picture.
砌到了。
No, really?
Yeah.
It must be impossible. Because it's a 300-piece puzzle.
So let's say you got B and I got B, that means you will fit?
In the same corner, like in the same area.
Oh, doesn't mean they'll fit. Okay.
Yeah.
Close it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the top of this
card. I think
Okay, okay. It looks like we have a technical malfunction. Our timer is not working.
不好意思啊，倒数嗰个嘅系统咧，可能有少少嘅技术故障，所以咧就开唔到。
So we'll assume the minute is up.
咁我哋就假设现在一分钟已经完结。
You guys can go back to your seat.
请大家可以揾翻你嘅座位坐翻低。
Looks like there's some success.
Just out of curiosity, was there any three pieces connected?
我真係好奇下，有冇人係揾到三塊可以砌埋一齊嘅？有冇三塊？
哦、oh, oh, ，
有喎、
哦，
有
喎、哦、，three. Oh, good job.
Good job, Winnie. 哇，好嘢，好嘢，好嘢。仲有呢位仁兄、哦，三塊、哦。
Three. Oh, good job, you guys. Yeah. There's no prizes. I'm sorry.
唔好意思啊，冇獎品，但係都好犀利。
Now I was watching some of your faces.
我哋睇下你嘅個面部表情。
I can tell some of you guys were probably not too impressed.
可能大家都可能唔係有啲失望啊。
You know, you probably had given up because you know it's practically impossible for most of us.
可能你會好快就會放棄，因為覺得哇咁多塊嘅砌圖咁容易揾咩
？Why？
點解
？I mean, like me, we only I have a bigger piece, but I only have one piece of the puzzle.
我咧就有一塊嘅砌圖啫。
And if you are a puzzle solver, you know that you really need a photo of the completed puzzle to really to be able to do this well.
因为咧，如果你要砌一个砌图咧，其实咧，基本上你要有一个大嘅图画，你先知道应该点砌，系咪啊？
Now you're probably wondering why did we hand out a puzzle piece to begin with?
或许你会觉得啊，今日嘅讲道点解会派发呢啲嘅砌图大家玩咧
？What is the significance?About the piece that you are holding on to right now.
咁現在你揸住嘅呢個砌圖究竟有咩咁重要咧
？I mean, just by looking at your piece, how many of us in this room can tell me what the completed picture is going to look like?
有冇人可以憑著你揸住嘅砌圖，你就可以話到俾我聽成幅畫係一個咩嘅樣咧
？We are continuing our series on the final words of Jesus.
我哋繼續嘅今日係呢個耶穌嘅最後嘅話嘅講道系列。
And today we'll be looking at, my God, why have you forsaken me?
今日咧，我哋会睇到耶稣讲呢番话，就话我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？Such powerful words that somehow relate to puzzle pieces.
系好有能力嘅一关说话，但系点样同我哋今日手揸嘅呢个嘅砌图有咩关系咧
？If you have your Bible or phone app, you can turn or tap your way to Matthew chapter 27, verse 45 to 50.
如果你有呢个嘅圣经或者有呢个手机嘅话咧，可以去到马太福音27:45-50。从正午到下午三点，遍地都黑暗了。约在下午三点，耶稣大声呼喊说：以利以利，拉马撒巴各大尼，意思是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？站在那里的人。有的听见就说：这个人呼叫以利亚呢？其中有一个人立刻跑去，拿海绵浇满了醋，绑在围子上，送给他喝。其余的人说：且等着，看以利亚来救他不来。耶稣又大声喝叫，气就断了。
Have you ever walked into a room?
你有冇试过入到一间房间
？A room full of people，
里面房间好多人。
In the middle of watching a movie，
系佢哋喺度睇紧一出嘅戏。
You don't know the characters，
你唔知道嗰套戏嘅里边嘅人物。
You don't know the backstory，
你唔知道套戏嘅背景讲啲咩。
And suddenly this dramatic scene happens，
但突然间一个好重要嘅情节发生。
And you're left wondering what is going on，
你会谂啊，究竟嗰套戏发生咩事咧
？Now why is this happening？
点解会有咁嘅情节出现呢
？And that's how this passage feels like，
就好似我哋睇紧现在嘅呢段嘅经文一样。
Oh my God, why have you forsaken me？
佢话我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我呢
？And if you just look at that sentence by itself，
如果你净系睇呢个句子
，it sounds confusing，
系会令我哋好迷惑
，maybe even troubling，
可能都有点不安。
Because how could someone？Call themselves a son of God who performed many miracles, spoke amazing truths, be at odds with his father.
一个人佢话系神嘅儿子，佢系行好多异能，有好多嘅真理佢说出， 但係點解佢會同天父呢一刻好似作對一樣咧
？Now, how could this man, this perfect and holy man, be in anguish?
點解呢個咁完美聖潔嘅人，點解佢而家要受咁大嘅痛苦咧
？And so, in this one sentence,
就係睇下呢一句嘅經文。
We see three powerful truths for today.
我哋睇到有三個嘅重要真理。
And if you're following along in our notes, here's our first blank.
如果你係睇住講道筆記話咧，呢個咧就係我哋第一點。
And that Jesus carried our weight.
耶穌承擔了我們嘅重擔。
See, when Jesus said these words, he wasn't just speaking.
當耶穌佢咁講嘅時候，佢唔係單單講。呢番嘅説話咁簡單。
He was carrying something.
佢係背住一啲嘢。
He was carrying the weight of our sin.
佢背住我哋嘅罪。
And we see this in Isaiah.
我哋喺以賽亞書都睇得到。
In 53 verse 4 to 6.
喺五十三章四至六節。
Where it talks about a servant taking our place to carry our sins so that we can be restored.
佢話講到一個仆人，佢背負我哋嘅罪。好使我哋嘅关系同神嘅关系可以得到复和。
An Old Testament prophecy
就系呢个旧约嘅呢个嘅预言。
It says this，
佢咁讲，他诚然担当我们嘅忧患，背负我们嘅痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们嘅过犯受害，为我们嘅罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们的罪，我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
This reminds us that the cross was not merely a physical suffering.
这个的经文就是提醒我们，就是说这个十字架不是单单一个身体上受苦一件事。
It was the moment when Jesus confronted the full reality of human brokenness and rebellion.
就是耶稣在这一刻要去面对面，去面对人所有的破碎和他们的反叛。
And so as he hung on the cross,
当耶稣悬挂在这个十字架的时候，
as the men who put him there were allowed to do anything they wanted to Jesus,
而那些把耶稣落这个十字架的人，他们怎样的去在耶稣身上做一些很卑劣的事？
Our Lord expressed his feeling of abandonment.
当时耶稣他是表达出被遗弃的这个感觉。
God had placed the sins of the world on his shoulder, and for a time, Jesus felt alone.
而耶稣在这一刻就是将神就将世人的罪就摆在他儿子身上。
And it was at this moment,
就在这个时刻，
you know, we see 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
我们看到哥林多后书五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
As we all know, Jesus lived a sinless life.
我们都知道耶稣是那个无罪的生命。
He did not deserve judgment or punishment.
他是绝对不应该受这些惩罚。
And by doing what he did, that doesn't mean he was sinful himself.
他要受到这样的刑罚不是因为他有罪。
But rather he stood in our place.
他是只不过代替我们。
He made us righteous.
他使到我们可以能够称义。
He made us right with God.
祂好使我哋同神嘅关系可以和好。
Imagine yourself，
试谂下自己
standing in court，
喺呢个嘅法庭嘅里边
，and the judge you were just declared guilty by the jury，
喺呢个嘅陪审员话你系一致裁定你系有罪嘅
，and the judge raises his gravel，
咁呢个嘅裁判官拎起呢个嘅沙锤定咩？木锤。
But before you can declare your punishment，
当佢未讲出你嘅刑罚之前
，someone steps in，
有个人走出嚟
，and takes a penalty for you，
就系话我替你为你承担你嘅刑罚
，giving you a clean record moving forward，
好使你能够有一个嘅无罪嘅呢个嘅名单喺你嘅名里边。
Maybe you can relate to a story like that，
或许你能够去明白到呢个嘅故事。
Maybe you stepped into something and took the consequence on behalf of someone else.
或者你有一次係為人去頂罪去受懲罰。
Maybe it was to protect your children.
或者你保護你嘅兒女。
Maybe it was to protect your parents.
或者你保護你嘅父母。
Maybe it was to protect your friends.
或者你保護你嘅朋友。
Regardless, that's exactly what Jesus did for you.
就係好似耶穌咁樣做。
That's exactly what he did on the cross.
耶穌就為你去釘十字架。
He did it for no other reason than his unconditional love for us.
佢冇其他嘅原因，只不過就係佢無條件咁樣愛你。
The cross shows us two things.
呢個十字架顯示兩樣嘢。
The seriousness of sin,
就係罪嘅嚴重性。
And the depth of the depth of Jesus' willingness to carry out what we could not carry out ourselves.
就睇到耶穌嗰種嘅深度，嗰種心願，希望承擔曬我哋無法承擔嘅罪。
But what happened here in Matthew does raise a question.
但係我哋喺呢個馬太福音所睇到嘅，會令我哋發問一個問題。
Was this just a tragic moment?
係咪只不過一個嘅悲劇嘅發生
？Or was something big happening here?
而是一件更加重要的事情发生着呢?
And Jesus answers that question with the very words he said.
而耶稣就是这样用一个字眼去这样去讲。
And so the second truth is that Jesus fulfilled God's word.
而第二点就是耶稣应验了神的话。
See, when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That was not a random statement.
当耶稣说,他说,我的神,我的神,你为什么离弃我?其实不是偶然这样讲了这番话出来。
It might appear to be a moment of confusion.
或许那阵时的人不明白。
But it's really a moment of clarity.
但其实当其时他讲这番说话是很清晰。
Think about a parcel delivery company like FedEx.
试谂下一个嘅包裹，譬如好似 FedEx 咁嘅公司，为你去将啲货物去带到你一个目的地。
When you order something online,
当你去去上网去买嘢嘅时候
，you know, and when it ships, you get a tracking number.
咁当其时你会有个编号去记低你呢个买嘢。
And on your computer or your phone, you can track where it goes. You can track its journey.
咁你可以凭着手机呢个编号咧，可以知道呢份货物咧去咗边度。
Now you see it where it stops along the way.
咁你知道佢停咗喺边个地方。
You see it getting closer and closer.
你知道佢越嚟越近啦，就嚟到目的地。
And finally, one day, it arrives where it was going to arrive.
咁终到咗最后咧，佢咧终于到达佢应该要到嘅呢个目的地。
And that's what's happening here.
呢个嘅讲嘅说话就系有咁嘅效果。
See, scriptures has been tracking this moment for centuries.
因为喺经文嘅里边不断嘅去提醒我哋，究竟呢个包裹去到边。
You know, through the Psalms and promises and prophecies, until it finally has arrived here at the at the cross.
透过旧约的诗篇、预言同埋神嘅应许，终于喺十字架呢番说话终于应验。
See, when Jesus cried out these words, he was actually quoting the opening line of Psalm 22.
当耶稣讲呢番嘅说话，其实佢引用诗篇第二十二篇第一句嘅说话：我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离我？远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。
And so by quoting the first line,
咁耶稣就引用咗呢个诗篇第二十二章一节。
Jesus was telling the Jewish listeners and to us to say, "Hey, pay attention to the entire psalm."
佢耶稣就引用咗呢番嘅诗篇嘅说话咧，话俾当其时犹太嘅人听，就话你去睇翻呢个嘅诗篇。
He was trying to draw people their attention to Psalm 22.
佢话俾啲人听，你嚟听下呢个诗篇讲啲咩。
Because Jesus is revealing that God's promises are unfolding right before their very eyes.
耶稣就系咁样显露咗神对佢哋嘅应许喺佢嘅面喺呢班人嘅面前，终于系睇得见。
And we see lots of direct parallels between Psalm 22 and Matthew 27.
當我哋同呢個嘅詩篇第22篇整篇同埋耶穌所經歷嘅呢個喺馬太福音記敘嘅好多係都係類係好相似嘅。
We see mocking and insults.
我哋睇見嘲笑與呢個嘅呢個辱罵。
We see direct parallel between verse 7 and 8 in Psalms and 39 and 43 in Matthew.
我哋睇到詩篇七至八節同埋馬太福音27章39至43係互相嘅對照。
We see physical suffering.
我哋見到身體嘅受嘅痛苦。
In Psalms it talks about bones out of joint and strength dried up.
詩篇裏面講話骨頭都要折斷，力量枯乾。
In Matthew, we read about Jesus carrying the cross and wearing a crown of thorns and being beaten by a staff.
咁喺马太福音第27章话背呢个十字架，戴呢个荆棘嘅冠冕，被棍打头。
Both books talk about pierced hands and feet.
两卷书都有提及手同脚都被刺穿。
And it's a very small detail, but it talks about even clothing being divided.
甚至乎喺好细微嘅呢个嘅讲到耶稣嘅衫被黏沟呢件事都有讲到。
See, these are not vague similarities.
呢啲唔系好模糊嘅呢啲类似嘅事物。
They are very specific.
系非常具体嘅。
This was not random.
呢个唔系随便讲出嚟。
Jesus' word reveals something important here.
耶稣嘅说话系显示到一啲好重要嘅事情。
What was happening at the cross was not happening.Was not outside of God's plan.
在十字架里面发生的事情是神一早在祂计划里面。
What was happening on the cross was already spoken in scripture.
在这个十字架发生的每件事其实在这个旧约的圣经一早已经是讲了。
To the people watching at the cross,
就是对着那些人见到耶稣在十字架发生的人。
Jesus looked defeated.
耶稣好似系被被击败。
God seemed absent.
神好似唔喺当中。
Everything looked like a failure.
每样嘢都好似失败咗。
But in Psalm 22,
喺诗篇第22篇
，it reveals that this moment was foreseen.
就系话呢个嘅十字架嘅事情咧，系一早系已经系讲咗出嚟。
That the suffering had purpose.
呢个受嘅痛苦系有意思。
And the story leads to global worship.
而呢个嘅故事到结尾咧，系带到一个全球嘅敬拜。
See in Psalm 22,
喺诗篇二十二篇
，it does not end with suffering.
唔系就咁话呢位义仆受苦咁简单。
It ends with a vision of the whole world worshiping God on the throne.
就系去到最终有一个嘅意象，就系全球嘅人都系向神嘅敬拜。同埋哦，喺詩篇二十二篇廿七節，地的四極都要想念耶和華，並且歸順他。
And that's important to know.
呢個係好重要，大家要知道。
That while Jesus was pointing listeners and readers backwards into the Psalms to show a fulfillment of a prophecy，
當耶穌佢帶啲讀者去睇翻呢個詩篇，講及。神怎样的去将这个的他的应许这个预言去应验的时候
He was also pointing us forward
他们同时间神是带领我们向前望
To something bigger
看到一个更大的一个的图画
And so the third truth is that Jesus pointed to God's kingdom
而第三个真理就是耶稣是指向神的国
What seemed like a moment of defeat
看起来好像一个的挫败
was actually a moment filled with meaning.
而其实那段的时刻是充满意思
revealing both what Jesus was doing in the moment,
就是讲出耶稣当时所做的意思
and where God's story is ultimately heading.
而神的故事最终极的会带出来的一个的意思
If we were to consider the parcel delivery analogy again,
如果我们刚才再睇翻呢个嘅包裹嘅呢个嘅比喻。
See the book, the Psalm 22 was just a stop.
其实这个的诗篇第二十二篇呢只是一个的第一站。
And there were other stops along the way.
在当中的转途站呢有很多。
Like prophecies found in Isaiah.
就好像在以赛亚书讲的这个的预言。
And some of us here might be thinking that the final destination was the cross.
或许大家觉得会不会个终点站就在这个十字架
上。In that exact moment when he cried out and his spirit gave up, some of us might be thinking, well, that's the final destination.
会不会在耶稣当他讲出刚才那番话呼喊的时候他的灵魂已经是交给父神的时候是不是那里就已经是终点站呢
But it's not.
其实不是。
The journey continues.
因为这个的旅程继续下去。
And if we were to add more stops to the journey,
如果我们再继续的加不同的中转站的时候呢
significant moments, in the Bible,
而看一下重要的一些的事情发生。
I would stop at Matthew 28.
我会在这个的马太福音第28章会停一停。
The Great Commission.
就是神的这个大使命。
I would stop at Acts chapter 1.
我会在这个的使徒行传一章八节里面停一停。
You know, the Holy Spirit empowerment.
就是圣灵降临使我们有能力。
I would stop at when the apostles, start building the church.
就是当会是使徒怎样的将这个福音传开。
I would stop at Paul.
我会在拣这个使徒保罗。
I will stop at when Gentiles were included in God's kingdom.
我会提及这个的外邦人被神这个的计划的里面是有份。
And on and on.
我们继续这样下去。
Until our actual final destination.
而去到最终的一个的目的地。
God's kingdom.
神的国。
Described in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 10.
就在启示录七章九至十节。
A parallel to Psalm 22, verse 27.
就好似头先我哋睇呢个嘅诗篇第二十二章廿七节里边所讲，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：愿神救恩归与坐在宝座上我们的神。也归于羔羊。
The passage talks about every nation.
这个的经文讲及到所有的各国的人。
Every tribe.
每一族的人。
Every language.
每一个语言的人。
Worshipping God.
都在这里敬拜神。
As God sits on the throne.
就是神坐在宝座上。
That's what the end of Psalm 22 is prophetically pointing to.
这个就是诗篇第二十二篇最终的这个的先知性所指向的这个目标
to what the kingdom of God will look like.
就是将来神的国会是怎样的样子呢
You see, the cross is not the end of the story.
大家看到十字架不是一个最终极的这个的故事的
完结 What looked like the end
看下去好像故事就去到那里完结
was actually just the beginning of God's kingdom.
原来只不过是一个神的国度的开始
The cross launches the mission of God to the world.
十字架就开始了神对这个世界的这个的使命。
And we see it here. Oh, sorry, we see it happening now.
我们看见这件事是发生着。
No, people from all cultures following Jesus.
因为看到世界上不同的国籍国民都在追随耶稣。
We hear the gospel spreading from your next door neighbors to the ends of the earth.
我们看到这个福音由你的隔离邻居至到这个地极都不断地传播。
The church growing across nations.
会见到神的教会不断在不同的国家里面增长。
You are living in the fulfillment of that vision.
你现在在活在以现实神的应许中。
But there is still a lot to do.
但是我们仍然有很多工作。
Because there are people that we know.
因为有很多人我们认识的。
Or maybe even ourselves.
或者是我们自己。
That are more focused on schools or careers.
我们很专注在我们的行业或者我们的事业。
Focus on relationships and personal goals.
我们将我们的注意力摆在我们的关系和个人的理想。
And they aren't wrong.
他们都不是，这些都不是错的。
But they're too small on their own.
但是只不过是很小的。
You were made for more than just building your life.
你是被创造出来不单只是去建立你的生命那么简单。
You were made for the kingdom of God.
你被创造是因为你是神国度的一份子。
But let's be real here.
我哋要好真实嘅去睇。
You know, being part of God's kingdom doesn't mean quitting your job.
其实要系成为神嘅国度，唔系话你呢一刻就系要去离职，要放弃呢份职业。
Or doing anything extreme.
或者做一啲好极端嘅事情。
It means living with a different purpose.
其实就系你点样用一个嘅唔同嘅使命去生活。
And what you're already doing.
而你已经系做紧嘅。
Maybe at work you can represent Christ.
或者你喺你工作嘅里边代表神。
And how you treat people.
点样代表耶稣？点样嘅去啊对待你身边嘅人
？Maybe in your friendships you can bring truth.
或许你同你嘅朋友嘅关系上，点样将真理去带出
？And encouragement and integrity.
点样带出？带有鼓励性啦，同埋你个人嘅言行一致。
Or maybe in your decisions.
或者你嘅作决定。
You can ask what aligns with God's kingdom.
你会问点样我能够嗰个生命同神嘅呢个国度系对齐嘅咧
？The kingdom of God.
神嘅国度
isn't just a future reality.
唔单单系一个将来会实现嘅一个嘅啊长啊一个嘅一个现实。
It's a present way of living.
系你当下呢个生活嘅方法。
The cross doesn't just change your eternity.
神不单止你改变咗你嘅永恒。
It changes your purpose today.
佢改变咗你人生嘅使命。
So today's big idea is this.
今日我嗰个嘅重点。
That Jesus carried what we couldn't.
耶稣承担咗我哋无法承担嘅。
Fulfilled what was promised.
应验咗神嘅应许
，and promise, and pointed to what is coming,
同埋指向将要成就嘅未来。
This puzzle piece,
呢个嘅呢个积木
represents just a
唔系积木呢个系砌图，砌图
represents just a small glimpse of the greater picture.
呢个系带俾我哋将来一个好大美丽嘅图画，其中一小小我哋睇得到。
By itself,
我哋单凭呢一块
，you see and understand what is happening at that moment.
你会见到喺呢一刻嘅里边系点样嘅发生。
Without context, it's confusing.
但系冇完全嘅呢个内容嘅话咧，我哋会觉得好困惑。
That puzzle piece that you're holding,
或许你揸住呢个嘅拼图嘅一块
，represents what we see at the cross.
我哋。代表我哋能够所见到十字架嘅事
，the single moment in history
喺呢个历史里边发生嘅事
，where Jesus is hanging on the cross，
耶稣喺呢个十架里边去呼喊
，crying out，
系咁样嘅呼喊
，Eli Eli， lama sabachthani，
即系我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？When we take this puzzle，
当我哋拎。这个的砌图的一块
and place it where it belongs.
来去砌去这个我们属于的这个的大图画的一块里面
You can see the greater picture.
你能够见到一个更这个的完全的图画
We can see the whole picture of what God is doing.
你会见到更清楚神嘅呢个图画系点样
Jesus carried what we couldn't.
神系担负咗我哋唔能够担负嘅。
So God sent Jesus to earth as a baby.
神差遣耶稣系降生一个好似婴孩喺地上降
生。With the purpose of always ending his time carrying the weight of our sins on his back.
而佢最终嘅目的就系喺地上要承担罪嘅呢个嘅重担。
So that we don't have to carry it ourselves.
好使我哋唔需要背负。
Jesus fulfilled what was promised in Psalm 22.
耶稣佢应验咗喺诗篇第二十二篇所讲嘅预言。
When he was crucified on the cross.
当耶稣悬挂喺呢个十字架嘅木头嘅时候。
But it wasn't the end of a journey.
但呢个唔系呢个嘅故事最终嘅结局。
Because Jesus pointed to what was coming.
因为耶稣是指向最终会发生的事
A kingdom where people of all nations, all backgrounds, all languages will come together to worship our King.
就是最终会有一班各族、各邦、不同的背景、不同的语言，这班人就成为了一个国度，他 佢去敬拜一位嘅王。
But until that time comes,
直至到呢件事情发生之前，
we are to live as if the kingdom of God is here today.
我哋要活喺一个嘅就像呢个嘅国度成就一样。
Live with a purpose.
就系带着使命去生活。
Live how God wants us to live.
就系生活好似神想我哋咁嘅模式咁样生活嘅方法。
The puzzle piece that you have.
你哋手揸嘅呢个嘅拼图嘅一块。
Is for you to keep.
系俾你哋去保留嘅。
Serving as a reminder.
系提醒我哋。
That while we are all living in the moment.
我哋喺当下活着嘅时候。
That moment is part of a bigger picture.
你呢个所活嘅呢一刻。就是这个大童话的其中一块。
That God has already completed.
而神已经是完成成就了这幅的图画。
And has invited us to be a part of.
而是邀请我们去参与在他的计划的里面。
Can you stand with me?
请大家一同同我一同的起立。
Let's pray.
让我们一同的祷告。
Father, we just thank you.
天父，我们多谢。
Lord, we thank you for what you've done on the cross.
我多谢你为着我哋喺十字架所做。
And Lord, in a few weeks, we will be remembering it again.
仲有几个礼拜，我哋就再一次去纪念到你喺十字架所做嘅事情。
But Lord, may we be reminded that this is not the end.
但系主啊，提醒我哋呢个唔系嘅故事嘅终结。
That this is just the beginning.
呢个只不过嘅故事嘅啱嘅开始。
That we are here because of what your Son has done.
我们在这里是因为你的儿子所成就的事。
And that we are here to continue your mission.
我们在这里继续主你的使命。
So Jesus,
所以耶稣,
we thank you.
我多谢你。
May it give us greater, may what you've done on the cross give us greater meaning than eternity.
就是你在十字架上所做的不单止给我们的永恒。而俾我哋有一个新嘅使命。
May it give us purpose.
俾我哋有呢个新嘅使命。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
阿门。
As we sing our response song, we're just going to invite the prayer team forward. If there's anything that you need prayer for, we would just love to pray for you. Yeah.
我邀请我哋嘅代祷团队上到前面嚟，邀请大家有任何嘅代祷需要。在前面来，我们一同为你的祷告。